This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this VMware VDI podcast. This is the fourth in a series of podcasts focused on the design and implementation of scalable virtual desktop deployments using VMware VDI as well as ThinApp. I'm Tyler T-Rex Rohr with the Enterprise Desktop team here at VMware, and today I'm thrilled to have with me again Mr. John Dodge, Worldwide Release Architect here at VMware. So, John, how's it going this morning?
It's going great, Tyler. I'm so excited to be back.
All right. Well, hey, we're psyched to have you. So, you know, we've done our assessments, John. We've done and planned our VDI designs. We've implemented the technology. So today I wanted to dive into some of the tips and best practices that you've come across over the years and that other, you know, customers have kind of learned by example as it relates to virtual desktop deployments. And, you know, with your permission, John, I want to kind of geek out a little bit today, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So if you were to start with kind of tip number one, so I've kind of done my assessments, my planning, designing, some implementation. What's tip number one in John's world?
Well, more so than ever before, Tyler, users are a significant stakeholder in the design and the usage of a VMware solution. So if they don't like the solution, they don't like what you've created for them, the project will definitely fail. So where I like to take a checkpoint and make sure that I've done my homework is in assessing and documenting user requirements. I want to make sure I understand all of the elements that comprise a user experience, and that profile of a user experience needs to be replicated and either improved upon or replicated in a faithful way in their VDI session. So for me, that's a significant place to start and sets the project off right.
So you mean kind of like speed of graphics, speed of text input, just uptime, speed of application, just all of that kind of stuff, John?
Yeah, anything really relating to the end user experience, something that might cause them to say, well, I was able to do this before and now I can't. So
gotcha.
Specifically, I'm thinking about, do they have access to the right applications? Can they access their data? Are they able to print? Were they able to make changes to their operating system environment that they continue to do so in the new environment? And you don't necessarily have to have an exact match on all the requirements, provided that they understand that for whatever reason, a requirement was specifically dropped from the project and it wasn't simply overlooked.
Gotcha. What would you say tip number two is? You know, we kind of looked at user experience. What's the second thing we should be mindful of?
So tip number two is a continuation of the assessment theme. We want to make sure we assess the existing equipment for reuse potential, and we want to assess the existing environment. Some items that are great for reuse are repurposing PCs to use as client access devices. Older PCs that are fully depreciated don't have a lifespan, usually more than 3 years. These devices tend to, they just go in a closet and they go unused. You can't run Windows XP or 4 Vista on these old PCs, but however, they make for great clients for a VDI solution. So we could repurpose those PCs, put them to good use by laying down Windows XP and then putting the VDM client on top of that. Very, very useful and a great combination in VDI. We also want to explore the ability to reuse storage. In a previous podcast, I talked about storage as a key design consideration because VDI can consume quite a lot of storage. And so we want to look for existing storage that maybe is at a lower cost point that we could leverage in our VDI design, such as a NAS device for file level storage, for user profiles of data, and ThinApp application packages. Finally, in this assessment, wrapping up this assessment theme, we want to make sure we understand our network in terms of network utilization, speed, and latency. Something as simple as a ping test from an end client location into the data center will tell us quite a lot that we need to know of latency. We definitely want to try to keep our VDI designs at 150 milliseconds or less. And in terms of bandwidth, VDI is going to consume anywhere from 30K to 50K BPS in bandwidth usage per user. And I usually set the peak at 100K BPS.
Got it. Well, that makes a lot of sense, John. What would you say the third tip is, kind of looking, you know, past the reuse or repurposing of that actual equipment?
So next, we want to design the virtual desktop infrastructure using a modular architecture. This is a real key that enables the architecture to grow and to scale over time. The modular architecture lets me swap in components as needed at any layer. So, for example, as my concurrent user number increases, I can continually add VDM security servers in my DMZ, and I can add more VDM connection servers inside the DMZ to scale with the number of users I'm adding. Application packages are really more aligned to a user, so I can package once, and I could reuse many, many times over. And on the storage side, now that VDM 2.1 supports the use of multiple data stores per pool, I can make sure that I'm not going to hit up against the 32 virtual machines per one limitation and spilling over into a new pool. I can simply just add another data store. I can keep my data stores at a easily manageable 500 gigabytes per, and I could just keep scaling upwards and outwards to accommodate the growth of the VDI deployment.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, basically taking the modular approach allows you to do, you know, abstraction at these different layers, and that's something that we're definitely seeing, you know, VMware trending towards, and we're hearing it from a lot of customers as well. Okay, John, so we move past the modular desktop, and that's definitely a way that we can architect these solutions and deploy these solutions to achieve scale and overcome some of the inherent challenges of, you know, physical PC deployments. What would you say tip number four would be?
Well, my fourth tip is planning for the future. You want to make sure you lay the groundwork for technology that's on the horizon in the VDI roadmap. Specifically, I'm thinking about scalable virtual images and mobile VDI. We can do this by keeping Golden Masters simple. This is accomplished by reducing the number of applications that are locally installed in the VDI VM, as well as keeping data stored outside of the VDI virtual machine, specifically user data, their application profile, any specific changes required inside that user's VDI virtual machine. We want to do this because we want to make a smooth transition to a scalable architecture that will let us check out and check in virtual machines, literally taking them on the fly and carrying them with us, making changes offline, and then bringing those back in later. So we want to set ourselves up for success by planning for this technology today and leveraging the potential of this in the future.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I think it was Brian Gammage over at Gartner who actually pontificated that, you know, sometime by the end of 2010, all new PC deployments will be in some way, shape, or form virtualized. And I think that's definitely what we're seeing out here in the market. So kind of moving on to tip number five, John, what would you say, you know, John's magic tip number five would be?
John's magic tip number five is that prior to production rollout, you must conduct a user profile and closely monitor the user experience over the life of that profile. In particular, we're looking for responsiveness and performance inside the user session. We also want to keep a very close eye on network utilization and consumption and network latency. And it's important to keep our eye on these very important statistics because although we can do a lot of upfront assessment and a lot of upfront testing, we won't really know the impact of combining a VDI virtual machine with centralized computing resources and the actual usage patterns of users and their applications and the data that they require every day. A pilot helps us to see this experiment on a larger scale using real data, real users, real interaction. The importance of this pilot cannot be understated. We also want to use the pilot to define and refine monitoring criteria for production implementation. And also, we want to consider real-life scenarios in this pilot. So we want to try to reuse those repurposed PCs. We might want to experiment with some thin client devices. We might want to experiment between locally installed applications and VMware thin app virtualized applications. So we can really experiment with a lot of things during the pilot. And this is where we can make necessary tweaks and tunes and changes and get it just right before we go to a full production. We want to make sure that we can tweak and tune all the elements that are necessary for that 100% viable user experience before we move to a production deployment scenario.
Well, thanks, John. I just wanted to wrap it up by summarizing. So it sounds like, you know, the end user experience is the ultimate mark of success, number one. Equipment reuse and repurposing allows you to possibly optimize either the technology that you're bringing to bear or the business case that you're trying to solve. The modular architecture is critical. Planning for the future is also critical, so you can scale not just to 100 users or 1,000, but to tens and even larger numbers. And then, of course, the close monitoring of the user profile, the real life changes that happen in all companies and all businesses. This has been super informative, John. I just wanted to invite you and actually ask you, would you be willing to join us again, for another series of podcasts, maybe as this technology continues to evolve?
Absolutely, Tyler. I've got a real passion for this kind of stuff, so I'd be very happy to come back and do another one of these.
Excellent. We'd be thrilled to have you. So I wanted to thank all of you for listening to this VMware VDI podcast. For more information, be sure to check out www.vmware.com/go/desktop. where we have a host of sizing and scaling white papers, deployment guides, total cost of ownership calculators, and, of course, evaluation software. From sunny Palo Alto, California, the heart of Silicon Valley, thank you from VMware.